story. Characters, we should have the psychopaths. I mean, you have someone up there, right, in the leadership position, very powerful position. But we can see that that person is a psychopath. We just want to show that. And how that person, you know, how to say, is simply focused on what I want to do, what I want to accomplish, what I want to get. My, you know, and then kind of cloaking this in a kind, some kind of, as it seems, philanthropic, or, you know, I'm doing the good thing script or appearance. But then we show how that person, for instance, doesn't have any resistance doesn't hesitate to kill a few million people, kids and women and, you know, civilians in another country, distant, you know, far distant from your own, other side of the planet. So that kind of thing. And when that person is put more and more in a pressured situation, we see that psychopath. I mean, we can really study the symptoms of psychopath mentality and put that clearly, show it. But then how that person, because most of us are not psychopaths, we care about each other, we don't live just for ourselves. We can even, you know, do things that are not exactly financially beneficial to ourselves or whatever in order to help someone else, which a psychopath cannot conceive of. So he or she thinks that, or there may be a little group, thinks that everyone else is like that too. They can't really understand that someone or some people can be more altruistic or whatever. They think this is just, there's some, you know, plan behind it. They're also actually like me, but they're just playing the game. So they learn to play that game too, to appear compassionate and so on. Yeah.